And opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. It's a Monday, just me in the studio here. Once or twice a month, I just like to come in by myself and open up the phone lines. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Switch on your mind and go through a few things that are on my mind. And first thing that's on everyone's mind is spring trying to spring. Is the spring sprung? Was our sprung a spring? Oh, boy. So we're looking at it, and there's a few signs. You get a 20 to 30 degree temperature variation during the day. We have a phone call. I know who it is. Good morning. You're listening to KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, Dave. It's Charlie Sheridan calling.
Yes, Charlie. You wanted to talk about a union program for education?
No. Maybe should I just give people a background on who I am? And
well, what did you want to bring up? What's the first thing you want to bring up?
I want to talk about Old Harbor. So there's something that doesn't make sense there about the hydroelectric project.
Okay.
All right, so should I just do that rather than let people know how I'm involved with or what I've been involved with?
Well, how in-depth are you going, I guess?
Okay, all right. So what's going on is Old Harbor is going to start a project hopefully soon to eliminate to lower the amount of diesel fuel that they burn. It's about 200 souls that live there. In a village there.
Off Kodiak, and, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Kodiak. And the project cost is estimated at $10 million. Only thing is it's going to take over $30 million to build the project. I downloaded the drawings from the project, and I talked to a couple people. And they have what they call an RFP out now. That's a request for proposal for contractors to bid on the project, and that wraps up on April 3rd, and it's supposed to be a three-year project that they will be starting next year.
Who's putting out the funding for the project?
Pardon?
Who's putting out the funding for the project?
The state is coming up, it's a government grant for $10 million.
Is this through the Alaska Energy Association?
Yeah, one of those groups, yeah, but the problem is that it's not fully funded. So basically, they're putting a project out for bid that doesn't have enough funding. And I took just a brief look at the construction drawings for the project, and it's a Cadillac project. In other words, you got all the bells and whistles. And what I'm suggesting is not only for this project, but for other projects like Angoon. Angoon is in north of Sitka, and they're planning to do a smaller project. It's around 350 kilowatts. And maybe they could get the cost down. I would strongly suggest to Alaska, and I don't know if I could be any assistance, but to see if we get the cost down. I mean, if Old Harbor is going to run 30 or 35 million, let's see if we can trim some millions off the cost.
So the power plant will only serve 200 people.
It will serve the population of 200 on at Old Harbor. And here's the problem, is that if you start this project without enough money to build it, you can possibly get more money from the state or federal funding, or the people of Old Harbor are going to have to come up with another $150,000 a month to pay for this project. It'd be cheaper just to buy more diesel fuel. So
who's pushing this project?
I don't know, but the state, the village. This thing has been on the burner for years, this project, and I guess it's finally getting off the, off and running. But I mean, you got to have enough money to build a project before you start it.
That is correct. So, who's producing the RFP, the request for proposals?
McMillan Engineering is the project engineer.
Hired by
the state, I guess. I don't know who.
The Alaska Energy Authority?
I guess so. So, I mean, I have a copy of the bid, and it's a beautiful design project, like it's a Cadillac project.
But it's unaffordable. It's unaffordable.
What I'm suggesting, because it's a great thing. Like, for example, at Larsen Bay, they have a project that's been running for a number of years, and it's cutting out the use of a lot of diesel fuel, and that's wonderful. And but I'm suggesting is let's build a Chevy project in Old Harbor and get the cost down.
Yeah.
Who are you
suggesting that to?
Well, I'd be happy to work with the state and even for free and see if we could just get somebody to look at the construction drawings and see if we could cut the cost. And I think that would hold for any kind of Alaska hydroelectric project, that see if you can get the cost down to the reasonable. I mean, Angoon has full funding. They have around $41 million. They have one large grant, and then they have a grant from, I think it's from the state, for $7
million. Well, here's something to think about. And, we're going to conclude our discussion on this here in a few minutes. But here's something to think about. President Trump has declared that any hydro projects, the Department of Energy will come in and with a grant of 50% of the cost. So we're already looking at the big one here, Susitna. It's a $4 billion project. And so you could take $2 billion from the Department of Energy. Maybe they should start, you should contact them to see if their funding can also be included from the Department of Energy for a 50% match basis.
Okay, so you're telling me something I don't know. So
yeah,
he's offered to come up with 50% of the project cost.
Yeah, for hydro in Alaska. Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So anyway, so maybe, is this what they're looking at? Is this part of their plan? But who knows?
Well,
if it is a hydro project.
No, it's a state funded project.
Yeah.
They need to have enough money to get, before they start the job.
Okay.
I would think.
Okay, Charlie, I got to take off here for some commercials. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great day, and we'll be in touch, okay, sir?
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. And Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereeden, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
Gold is at an all-time high, and Gold Buyers of Alaska wants your gold and silver. Got gold nuggets, bullion, or jewelry collecting dust? Turn them into cash today. If you're looking to sell your gold, platinum, or even a Rolex, Gold Buyers of Alaska would love to talk to you. And coin collectors, they want to hear from you too. Call for an appointment at 907-479-4653 or stop by at 915 30th Avenue. You can trust Gold Buyers of Alaska and their incredible attention to detail.
If your wish is authentic Italian dishes, say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's, and nothing beats a homemade brick oven pizza. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's. A blend of old world and new world recipes, just like a mama used to make, a taste that's sure to please. Giraldo's Italian restaurant and pizzeria. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's.
KFAR weather.
Lots of sunshine this afternoon with a high of 15. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 12 below. Tonight, mainly clear. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 17. Ample sunshine and dry Wednesday and Thursday. Upper teens Wednesday, low 20s by Thursday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio with you here. And starting to turn with our weather. On Saturday, I looked out my back door and I saw water dripping off the metal roof from the metal roof heating up from the sun. I thought, okay, it started. Big important date. Also, you're hearing the goose watching song. those spring fling things that we get. The goose watchers. You know, I've never put in the goose watcher what day or guesstimate of when it's going to be. And the Nenana Ice Classic tickets are out. So on Wednesday, Joni Skillbred and I will be in here, and we're going to do our annual classic determination. We each get a ticket, and we fill in the time. And whoever is closest to the time on their ticket, they get lunch from the other participant. And we have some very good gourmet lunches on here. That'll be in, so that'll, you know, that might be in May. And now, my family, we won this in about 1981, 82. I was in college, and my mom would religiously fill them out. And I should, you know, get a pile of about 50 or 100 of these things. And she had very beautiful script handwriting. And she would put in the Prue's family and the time and the date and the PM and everything like that. But it was always the Prue's family. So one day I'm in college, I'm in this fraternity, and I get this letter from my parents. Okay, this is interesting. I open it up. There's a check for like $900. And she explained that we'd won the Nenana Ice Classic and along with six other people. So we were 1/6 of the winnings, and there were six in the family, so we were 1/6 of 1/6. And David, here's your cut. And now, I've made mistakes in my life, but telling people when you're about 21 years old that you all of a sudden came across an extra $900 to $1,000 and you're in college and you're living on, you know, you're living frugally as you can, and all of a sudden you have that bump of income, I had to buy a lot of beer. I just had to buy some beer for my buddies there. But it was all good. It was all good. And also, you know, we're coming into the dog walking season too. Can't wait. You know, it would have been great on Saturday and Sunday to bring the dogs out to Creamer's Field, but they had the ice. They had the sled dog races going out there. And congratulations to Buddy Streeper again. He won. But you're coming to the point where we can do a lot more activities outside, more sunshine, those beautiful blues of March. We're finally getting March weather near the end of March. And, you know, I just always love the month of March, the weather. But it just seems like, is it me or as this has been a long, tough winter? Oh, my goodness. You know, and there are certain things you look at. I do. You know, the snow plowing, the snow removal, things like that. And I knew they were in trouble, the city, when the snow plowing was canceled due to weather. And we'd just gotten a bunch of snow. And then, you got basically it was ran over for about a week on hard pack. It wasn't removed. And once you get behind the eight ball on something like that, you can't catch up. Then we had a three-day weekend in mid-February with President's Day, and it started snowing on a Saturday and a Sunday, and then on Monday was President's Day. And so you should have had the snow plowing going on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, paying the overtime, and they didn't, catch up. Then in the downtown area, there are certain tell signs you can look at. We always had from 1st Avenue to, say, 5th Avenue, maybe 6th, Monday morning at basically midnight to 6 a.m., streets were cleared, cones were put out, they did snow removal, not just plowing, but removal. Then on Tuesday from the same time frame, they did 6th Avenue through Gaffney. And I remember not seeing any snow removed at all on a Monday or Tuesday until mid-February. So all of a sudden you're two and a half months behind. And then you look at the snow dump locations. And now we've gotten a lot of snow. And you would think that they'd be packed full. And you go down Johansson Expressway and you're saying, there's an awful lot of room there. There's an awful lot of room there. And then you look over in Shannon Park and they finally started about 2-3 weeks ago putting snow in there. And so they've had opportunities to get the snow removed, but they haven't taken it. And then what happens is when you don't remove the snow and you have the hard pack and it melts, it just causes damage to the roads. So we're going to have my prediction is a lot of potholes in May. But, you know, that's just life. Now, here's one for you. Sometimes I'm not the brightest bulb in the collection, but I think of pretty good things. And you know how we have the Nenana Ice Classic? Well, we should have the PFD Classic. You know, you get your PFD application in, and then you have a contest of chance of who is the closest to predicting the amount of money that the legislature will appropriate towards each individual PFD. Is it $1,000? Is it $942? Is it $1,655? Now ponder that. That'd be a unique game of chance that only we could do here in Alaska. Now, anyway, tomorrow I have on Brett Roderman and John Ringstead. Then on Wednesday, Joni Skillbred. And we'll be talking about other things, including the Nenana Ice Classic. Then on Friday, I have Mayor Dave Bronson. Then next Monday, I have Congressman Nick Begich. So getting some stuff done. Now, how are you going to look at the Nenana Ice Classic? Because it's been a long, cold, brutal winter with a heck of a lot of snow. Now, does the snow affect the thickness of the ice because it had a lot of insulation on there? Or is it going to be a late breakup? Oh, boy. So, basically, the first breakup day is April 14th, and that was in 2019. Then Then, you know, it starts heating up a little bit around April 20th. And then it really goes from April 26th to about May 8th, right in there. So my guesstimation is it's going to be, we're going to have a late breakup on there. I'm going to say around the 11th or 12th of May. And what the heck, if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, well, I owe Joni lunch and we'll figure it out from there. But only we do this in Alaska. And, you know, the majority of the time it goes out between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. So I wouldn't do after midnight call on that. But what the heck. So, could be interesting. Now, your snow, again, we've had a lot of snow, no matter how you look at it. We've just had a lot of snow, and it's been cold. Now, next week, it's supposed to be getting up in the, you know, during the day, the mid to high 20s, if not 30s. We will see. And, Now, here's another gamble for you. Let's talk politics. We're under the program of ranked choice voting, and I'm going to be voting to remove ranked choice voting from the Alaska way that we do our state elections. But who's gonna be the top four? Who's going to be the top four? I sort of sat down, and I put them in groups. Two, I believe, for sure. Then the next three that could be gone either way. And the final two, I just don't see them coming back up. So my two that I really think are going to be there are Mayor Dave Bronson and Senator Click Bishop. Mayor Bronson, he is the Anchorage Republican. So just look at demographics. Forget politics. Forget who I like, who I don't like. This has nothing to do with who I like and who I dislike. But Mayor Bronson, he is the mayor in a big population base. He did not win his reelection like myself. And the further from his distance from his reelection loss, the better he looks with the present mayor. And, you know, and he was the last mayor with a big population base of Republicans in that Anchorage Bowl and Mat-Su area. So he's got that. Then Senator Click Bishop, Fairbanks, very, very well liked in Fairbanks. Brings in a combination of Fairbanks, labor, rural, you know, so he's, you know, those are my two, no matter what. Then my next three, only, you know, two out of three of these will be there. And that's Matt Halala, Adam Crum, and Treg Taylor. And those three have never been in election, but they're doing very well. Matt Halala, he's never worked for government per se. He's been on different health boards and things like that. Great guy. Then Adam Crum, he's been the Commissioner of Revenue and the Commissioner of Health and Social Services. And Treg Taylor, you know, he's just our past Attorney General. So they bring a lot of knowledge. Crum and Taylor bring a lot of knowledge. And, you know, you're looking at their checkbooks, Halala, Crum, and Taylor, they're well-funded. They are well-funded. And so anyway. Well, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue this. And hold on. We're going to take a quick phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel. We got about 30 seconds.
Oh, I'll wait till after.
Okay. We'll be back. Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at
KFARradio.com. News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump on social media today claiming the United States and Iran were having very good and productive conversations, and he was pausing his planned strikes on Iranian power plants for 5 days.
We eliminated everything there is to eliminate, and we eliminated them. We eliminated their leaders.
Iran is threatened to strike critical infrastructure across the Middle East if the U.S. hits their power plants. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says oil prices could go even lower if they can come to a deal.
We see a pathway to have the Straits of Hormuz open soon and energy flowing again. You'd see energy prices drop pretty significantly.
The president had threatened to strike Iran's power plants if they didn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz, or Iran has been attacking commercial ships. And an Air Canada jet carrying more than 70 passengers collided with a fire truck while landing in New York's LaGuardia Airport. It killed two pilots and injured several others. LaGuardia is now reopening. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports an Anchorage physician was sentenced to 6.5 years in federal prison for orchestrating a $12.5 million health care fraud scheme and evading more than $4 million in taxes over 15 years, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Alaska. Her husband, who helped manage the clinic, received 3 years probation, including 2 years of home confinement. Dr. Claribel Tan, 61, and Daniel Tan, 70, ran a rheumatology clinic in Anchorage from 2005 to 2024. Treating patients with autoimmune and musculoskeletal diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. According to court documents, the Tans routinely underdosed patients, administered expired or incorrect medications, and billed insurers for injections that were never provided or purchased. Investigators documented 4,829 units billed versus only 369 units actually acquired. The Tans also forfeited $10.4 million seized in connection with the
streaming
fraud.
Live online at KFAR660.com.
What drives Samart Automotive? Service. It starts with the people behind the work, the professionals who take pride in keeping Alaska safe. They give them the tools, training, and support to do their job with confidence. It continues with their customers, because trusting your vehicle to someone is a big decision. They make sure that trust is earned with every repair, every visit, every time. And it extends into our communities, giving back, supporting those in need, making Alaska stronger. A company built on service can do more for everyone, and that's exactly what Samart Automotive is here to do.
It's dark, it's cold, and that snow's gonna start loading up on a couple of those trees hanging over your yard or house. You do know that Eric and his crew at Great Alaska Tree Company work year-round, right? Troublesome trees don't wait for summer, and neither should you. Winter's the worst time for tree damage. The power lines, cars, and homes, specializing in those tricky, hard-to-reach areas, licensed, bonded, and insured, it's Great Alaska Tree Company.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-470.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. The Alaska Army National Guard responds quickly to emergencies and helps citizens in need. With so much amazing territory to watch over, first responders depend on the Alaska Army National Guard helicopters and air crews for critical search and rescue missions, fighting wildfires, as well as transport to hard-to-reach areas. Soldiers also help local communities recover from the damage caused by storms and floods. Your service will also provide education benefits. The Alaska Army National Guard has several assistance programs to help pay tuition costs and other educational expenses so you can get the education needed to reach your career goals. And you can go to school full-time while serving part-time. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Mel, are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
All right. I got a Ice Classic comment and also got a political comment.
Perfect. What's your Ice Classic comment?
Well, you said you don't pick between, what, 9 at night, 9 in the morning or something?
Yeah, that's I was looking at the list. That's where it's the least, you know, out of... Yeah, that's the least one.
Yeah, well, I take the exact opposite point of view, you know, because,
you know, I don't want to be one of 24 splitting, you know, money. I want to win it all.
Okay.
And so I always pick where, you know, if I win, I might be the only one to get it. So are you familiar with the author Carl Hiaasen?
No, I'm not.
Well, he writes kind of fun mystery, kind of sardonic novels. He's a well-known mystery writer from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he one of his novels involves a winning lottery ticket, and there is the Florida Lottery, and there are two winners, and you know, one winner was a single colored or African American mother, you know, not, you know, working at Walmart or something, you know, but with an attitude, and the other winners were two white, you know, young trailer trash, you know, guys that, you know, spend all day drinking and drugs. So anyway, but the young guys, they decided they didn't want to split it with anybody, so they went after the lady with the other ticket, and let's say hilarity ensued. So anyway, so I don't want to split it. I want it all.
Yeah, we had to split it six ways and then another six ways, so I got 1/36.
yeah, that's not for me, sorry. But anyway, it's political. I call this gubernatorial election coming up the attack of the clones, because all of the Republicans pretty much are Dunleavy clones. The only one who there might be a couple of a moderate or two, but I was surprised the other day to read that they did some kind of industry poll, and Cliff Bishop actually came out by far the leading Republican candidate. I suppose that's because of his union connections.
But yeah, you know, I think him and Bronson, the two, they, you know, they were never part of the Dunleavy administration at all. And so I think that sort of sets them apart, whereas you have Crum and Taylor directly from his administration. So
yeah, well, anyway, I call this the attack of the clones, and
there's only 18 of them. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but Cliff Bishop, you know, because I thought that, you know, I mean, he was the only, he's really the only, to me, because of my opposite views of yours, he's to me the only acceptable Republican, you know, that I could tolerate. He's not a bad guy, but all the others are Dunleavy clones, and some of them are even further to the right of that. But,
You know, here's something for you. You know, I have my two that I think are going to be in no matter what. Then I have my next three. And then let's talk about Tom Begich.
And
the reason I bring up Tom Begich is because he would have been in my for sure list of three, you know, three out of four. But now you have the state legislator, retired state legislator, Tompkins, or whatever his name is.
Price Tompkins.
Yeah, out of Sitka. And then you have the native lady who's running as an independent, but she's quite progressive.
Yeah.
And so I think that knocks Tom out of being, you know, a for sure, and is more like a third tier because of that voting block is now diluted that he has to try and re-get.
Well, that's what I agree with. I'm doing my best when I write letters to the editor or whatever. I think Tom Begich, Matt Clayman, and John Christ Tompkins, they ought to, like, get together and just decide on one of them, because they're splitting up the opposition vote by having three, and then this Meta DeWitt. She has no chance of winning, but she'll dilute the progressive vote even further. So I think they ought to all decide who's going to run against the Dunleavy clones and just settle on one person, and then they'll make it to the end and maybe even win.
And anyway, yeah, what's also surprised me about this is I thought for sure that once what I call the report cards, once the amounts of people, what people have raised fundraising, once that came out, you'd see a few people drop out, and no one's dropped out yet, and including Nancy Dahlstrom, and she, you know, she's been too busy really to campaign at all. Ed and DeVries, where'd that come from? And so yeah. People, you would think that, hey, you should look at seriously about just not doing this anymore.
Oh, no, I like ranked choice voting. I disagree with you there, but I think they ought to be more strategic about it, and, you know,
anyway, and I'll hang up after saying that I don't think that Dave Bronson, I mean, such an unpopular mayor in Anchorage, and he, you know, I mean, he was so corrupt, I just couldn't, you know, even reading about it from up here, I just can't believe that he even has a serious chance. I sure hope not, and I'll hang up.
Okay, buddy, you take care. Good talking to you. You have a good spring, and hopefully, I know the area you live in, and you guys got a lot of snow up there. So, hey, I hope you're doing well up there and taking care of business. And that's the thing about this year with the snow. There's just a lot of it. I mean, just a lot of it. So anyway, my first here, my for sure's, and again, this can always change. And it's just my thought. It's not about who I like, who I dislike. But I'm going to start discounting people to be in that top four. And my two for sure are Bronson and Bishop. Then two out of the next three will make it. And that's Halala, Crum, and Taylor. And then my third tier is, you know, maybe one of them can come up and knock one of the other two out. And that'd be Bernadette and Shelley Hughes or Begich. Kreese Tompkins, don't know. But that's my stacked and packed way I'm looking at it. Not that I know who I'm going to vote for or have voted or have given money. Just the way, you know, you look at polls and you look at demographics and you look at what you think. And so far, I'm fairly certain with Bronson and Bishop and Halala, Crum, and Taylor, it's one of you will not make it, and the rest, unless you do something very special, very fast, it is almost April, and the primary is not till August, so God, we got a long wait. We're going to have to put up with a lot of political commercials. it's interesting how you have Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, funding, you know, this opposition against Senator Sullivan. And now you have Senator Sullivan, you know, his Senate pact, you know, they're funding I'm doing great. Oh, boy. Alaska's important, I guess. What the heck? But I really like Senator Sullivan a lot, and I really like Congressman Begich a lot, and they've both been on the show multiple times, and Congressman Begich will be on the show on Monday. It's just gonna be good to seeing him again. A very, very fine person in so many ways. So looking forward to that. Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, a little bit of Pioneer Park news. Boy, did that touch off a row. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Spring is in the air. Somewhere. Snow what I mean? Hey, Fairbanks, let's take a look at Fairbanks Nissan. We're starting our spring cleaning early. So this month, I've got some easy deals you should know about. This month, you can buy three tires and you can get the fourth for a dollar. So plan ahead and get your tires now. Hold on to your ski wax. We're down to our last few 2025 Nissans, and these are going to go fast. We have a ton of options. Yes, even all-wheel drives for under $30,000. We have two Nissan Versas, stock number 25107 and 108. You can buy for just $22,999. How about this? An all-wheel drive Altima, stock number 25062, for just $29,999. We're cleaning house. On top of all that, NEMAC has 0% offers on Pathfinders, Muranos, and Rogues. And J.D. Power says the 25 Nissans are the number one non-luxury brand for initial quality. Oh, and if it's time to sell your old ride, we're in car buying mode. Come see Shorty, our used car manager. He's looking to buy the best spring rides today. Sell your car, get a fantastic deal on your next ride, or get your tires during our best sale of the year. See all the spring deals at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
0% requires bank approval. Sale prices valid until the end of the month while supplies last. See dealer for details. Dr. Kim Driftmeyer again, board certified and fellowship trained spine surgeon here at McKinley, where we have all the services needed to keep your back, neck, and spine in good health. X-rays and MRI to help answer those questions about why your back might be feeling the way it does. Physical therapy, OMM with Drs. Wright and Malcolm, and even spine injections and surgeries right here under one roof at McKinley. The majority of our patients get treated without the need for surgery, and for those that do need surgery, you can take care of it right here in your hometown. So if your back or neck are bothering you, come see me and the spine team here at McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine. Open every day but Sunday.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 15. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 12 below. Highs level off around 17. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Hopefully you're having a good day. The Pioneer Park name is probably going to be changed. You know, if there's this debate between Pioneer Park and Alaska Land, well, guess what? I'm old school. I'm A67. I grew up with A67. When they changed it to Alaska Land, I said, what in the heck? Of course, I was 9 years old when they changed it to Alaska Land, so what the heck? But sad part is leadership. You know, how do you go about doing something? Now, Scott Crass came out and basically called the Pioneers, you know, racist. And he cited Webster's Dictionary. The reference of French root of pioneer was a first rank of foot soldiers, basically in Napoleon's army. And pioneers actively described themselves, quote, pioneers actively described themselves as invaders who seized native land, Crass said. The violence against indigenous peoples was openly celebrated. You know, if you just want to throw the racism card out there, you know, on something like the Pioneers of Alaska, my God. And then, you know, the land on which Pioneer, I'm just reading from the articles in the paper, the land on which Pioneer Park was initially transferred from the state of the University of Alaska, Fairbanks, 1963, for the use of Pioneer Park Museum. You have signed a 55-year lease with the Pioneer Memorial Park, founded by the Pioneers of Alaska. Now, the Pioneers of Alaska put all this together, and this is what they didn't put in their group. In 2000, the McDowell Group, they were hired by the borough to do a marketing survey strategy to get Alaska Land better recognition. And they're the ones who came up with, you better change the name. You know, Alaska Land is just not a good name. It doesn't do anything. And everyone agreed. Everyone agreed. So they came up with Pioneer Park because of the history of the pioneers putting all this together, the pioneers of Alaska putting all this together. And you have someone like, you know, Assembly Member Crass come out and saying this, oh, it's a racist group. I'm a pioneer. My brother's a pioneer. My parents were pioneers. My mom's in a pioneer cookbook from the 80s. Scott Crass, I heard that his grandfather is a pioneer, a member of a racist organization there. And I like what Miguel Ramirez called it. He said, this is a DEI ordinance that addresses non-existent problem. Everyone is inclusive in Pioneer Park. And the way they take care of everything, Ramirez said, we are Americans first and foremost, and we include everyone. Let's not stomp on one group of people for another group of people. Very, very well put. So now I'm going to give you a few definitions. I looked up what a pioneer is in Wikipedia. And it says, pioneer commonly refers to a person who is among the first at something that is new to a community. A pioneer as a settler is among the first settling in a place that is new to a settler community. A historic example are American pioneers, persons in American history who migrated westward to settle in what is now Western and Midwestern United States. So, but I'm going to give you another definition. And I looked this up. You can do this. Google the word crass, C-R-A-S-S. Now, this was fun. I laughed over this one. And think of the person who did this, Assemblymember Scott Crass. Now, it's an adjective. Crass is an adjective showing a lack of intelligence and sensitivity. Quote, they were suspended following their crass comments, unquote. Oh, boy, isn't that something? Similar to wrongdoing or bad behavior, very obvious and unacceptable. This is a crass invasion of privacy. What does it mean if someone is crass, stupid, and without considering how people might feel? Oh, boy. Yes, crass and vulgar are very similar and often used interchangeably, both meaning lacking refinement, sensitivity, or good taste, but crass often emphasizes gross insensitivity and lack of intellectual understanding, while vulgar can also imply commonness or obscenity stemming from the root meaning of the people, though now often meaning offensive or coarse. Oh, my goodness. And the common synonyms, that's a big word for me, of crass are dull, dense, dumb, and stupid. While these words mean lack of power to absorb or impressions, crass suggests a grossness of mind precluding discriminatory or delicacy, a crass, materialistic person. Oh. Anyway, we're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Yeah, I think Pioneer Park is the best name for the park because it's the most descriptive. If they wanted to name it Alaska Land, they should have a few different features in there. For instance, at Disneyland, there's a scale model. I don't know how tall it is, 600 feet tall or something, of the Matterhorn mountain that's found in Switzerland, and there's a roller coaster going through that. I don't know if they still have that.
And they also better rename Pioneer Peak out of Wasilla. Now here's the thing about it. He went and made it racist about indigenous people, how it's an insult to them. And I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, I think that the Pioneer period of time was a wonderful time. It's wonderful that the settlers came here, mm-hmm. You know, and starting in 1867, and I consider that era from 1867 to 1959 when statehood was happened, and also the period of thousands of years prior to that of Native heritage is a wonderful, magnificent, tremendous time, you know, very fascinating time, and it should be celebrated, and there is a excellent place and facility where they celebrate that. That is at the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitors Center, which I went to again recently. They have a marvelous display of Native history. Right when you go in the door, there's a big banner hanging down with the land acknowledgement that everyone's kind of familiar with. And it's just a wonderful place to go to, and I recommend it highly. But also, I think Alaska Land and the Pioneer Museum is a wonderful place because it celebrates that epic, that epoch of time, you know, that time.
And what are they going to go after next that's not Native named, Scott Crass? You know?
Well, it's a communist tactic to try to divide people and conquer. That's what the left-wingers like to do.
Yeah. You know, are we going to start changing all the school names now? Oh, my God. Ann Wien. Oh, my God. Pioneer in Aviation. The Wien family. Oh, my God. What's next?
Yeah, there was an excellent letter to the editor. Maybe you saw it today about this subject. I think it was today's paper. We're talking about pioneers in medicine, pioneers in aviation.
Yeah. Yeah. Pioneer wells. You know, their first wells in Fairbanks for water delivery was called Pioneer Wells. Oh, my God. You racists.
And even the native people, when they came over from thousands of years to cross the land bridge from Siberia, they were pioneers into a new land. And it's wonderful. It's very, you know, something that should be acknowledged and reckoned.
So, you know, I said, you know, if this is what he thinks a pioneer means, if he wanted to go that deep of being a, you know, French foot soldier from the Napoleonic area, what does crass mean? And so I just looked it up and read it, and it is not good. Dense, dumb, stupid, and dull. And, you know, it really looks like that shoe fits.
Yeah, I wonder, do crass people, do they smoke grass?
I have a feeling that every walk of personality out there smokes grass for whatever reason.
I've been trying to find some wheatgrass. Safeway used to have it, but they seem to be out all the time, and my cats need that.
So what did you do over the weekend? Anything fun?
No, nothing exceptional. I mean, I went to the Republican, well, I saw you there, in fact.
Yeah, that was enjoyable.
That was fun.
I purposely skipped all the speeches. Oh. I was not held captive by eight people telling me why I should vote for them.
Oh, well, that part was interesting, too, though. Halala didn't make it for some reason. But I did, after the district convention there, I then went over to the Ween Library and listened to the question and answer period Crumb. Yeah,
Adam, yeah.
He's very Adam Crumb, yeah. Yeah, he's very impressive. He's very knowledgeable. The guy is smart as a whip.
Yeah, no matter what, you know, I have to say that one thing this ranked choice voting has done has thrown out a lot more candidates because they think they can be in the top four and then from there maybe get in for be second or third overall. So it's really opened up the pool of candidates. You know, it doesn't matter if you're left, right, far right, progressively far left. It really has opened up the candidate pool, I must say.
Yeah, well, during the old primary system, there often could be quite a few candidates, but they had a better way of kind of weeding them out.
Yeah, they had the primaries. Yeah, one from each group. You know, you get a Libertarian there, you get a Democrat, you get a Republican, you get Alaska Independence Party, the Alaska Green Party, yada, yada, yada. So, anyway. Well, hey, I greatly appreciate it, Sir Randy. Glad you had a great, good weekend, and you have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
So anyway, lack of leadership, in fact, showing very, very poor leadership. When you want to get your way, and the first thing you do is you throw it's racist out there, that the pioneers have a racist history, and therefore we can't name it can't be named Pioneer Park, when it was chosen 25 years ago to help advertise the park because Alaska Land was not working. It'll always be A67 to me. You know, whatever they rename it. And trying to put a stain on such good people as the pioneers of Alaska. You should be ashamed of yourself, Scott Crass. You really should. But you have no shame. So I'm not going to worry about it. Well, Fairbanks, that is our show. Yeah, went a little bit off to the right here about the Pioneer Park thing, but I was just so taken aback by what he said and just grouping everyone with that organization as into racism to get your way. That's not leadership. That is just not leadership. Anyway, Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow with Brett Roederman and John Ringsted.